Oh my goodness. Well, we're going to be talking about distractions today because there seems to be plenty, and I've got two of the biggest. Also, playing gay, who should and who shouldn't, and the new O in Ozempic, it's Oprah. We'll be talking about that.
Uncensored, unfiltered, unhinged. It's the Karellcast. Listen daily on your favorite streaming service.
It is the Karellcast. I am Karell, and no, this is not the same shirt I had on the other day. It's a different pink shirt. I am so happy to be here with you, and more importantly, I'm so happy you are here with me. Quick medical update. I saw the neurologist. I for sure have neuropathy in my feet. He's hoping it will all resolve in a matter of 2 to 4 weeks when I should be through all of this meningitis and shingles and all of that. And do we know what else is going to happen? No, we don't. Does he think I'm going to get GBS, the Guillain-Barré syndrome? He hopes not. And if I do, he hopes it's going to be mild. So he congratulated me on making it through and thinks I'm going to be okay in the long run because I'm healthy, although we are still on a very tight rope and I could fall off at any point. So that's, I wish I had better news. I wish I could tell you I was feeling better. I'm in great pain right now. The shingles areas hurt. The back of my neck hurts for some reason. It's not the meningitis. It feels like it's on fire. He said, again, that could be the shingles. So distractions. You know, the shingles and meningitis has actually proven what I'm about to talk about today. Because all of my life has been put on hold because of the distraction of being sick, of shingles and meningitis and neuropathy and all that. So it's been a great distraction, and I'm pretty much unable to see anything else going on in my life right now. And that makes me think about two very popular topics at the moment. The first is immigration. The Supreme Court has said that Texas can enforce their own immigration law. The Supreme Court just spat on the U.S. Constitution, which they've been doing a lot recently. They are an out-of-control body. Biden should expand the court immediately. However he has to do that, executive order or whatever, he should expand the court immediately and get some sane justices on there. But he's not. He hasn't. And so they are running amok. And it is unheard of for a state to have control of a federal border. You know, that border in Texas is not the border of Mexico and Texas. It's the border of the United States and Texas. And suddenly he gave a state, or the Supreme Court gave a state the right to deal with their own border. Well, you know, there could be 9 states that then have different policies. That's why you don't do that. So, but more importantly, immigrant and immigration, A, is not a problem. It doesn't affect you in any way. It doesn't cost you any public services. All of that is a lie told to you by people who want to treat immigrants like shit. We ought to be embarrassed the way we treat people coming to this country for a better life. We ought to be embarrassed. First of all, we have known for decades that the system is broken, that our immigration system is broken. It broke just like our hospitals. It broke under the weight. And there's antiquated policies, antiquated machinery, antiquated employees, antiquated everything. It is not a 21st century immigration system. And that's why they have to risk their life and everything that they have to cross the border. You know, most Americans ain't risk shit to be an American. These people are risking everything they have, including their lives. And how do we treat them? Like crap. Like criminals. You know, it's a good thing the pilgrims weren't treated like the criminals that they were when they arrived. And all the settlers. And in fact, the Native Americans would have been wise to treat us like criminals, but they didn't. We, of course, slaughtered them. Maybe that's why we're afraid of immigrants. I mean, truly. Maybe the Republicans and conservatives are so afraid of immigrants because we were immigrants, we came and took over a country. But we ought to just really be embarrassed by the way we treat them. It's inhumane the way we treat them. It's not right. And as I look at that, a broken system that everybody in government knows is broken and nobody has fixed. Not one president has fixed. In my lifetime, not Johnson. Okay, he didn't fix it. Not Nixon. He didn't fix it. You know, who came after Nixon? Ford. He didn't fix it. Carter didn't fix it. Reagan didn't fix it. Clinton didn't fix it. Neither Bush fixed it. Obama didn't fix it. Trump didn't fix it, Mr. Anti-Immigrant. He didn't fix it in 4 years. It got worse. And now Biden hasn't fixed it. We're at the 100-plus Congress. They haven't fixed it. Why? You know, we need to start asking ourselves the bigger question. Why is immigration broken? Why isn't it fixed? We have the money. We have the resources. We could make the most 21st century immigration system where everybody coming in could be welcome. There could be short-term stays, long-term stays. We could expedite the process to where they get a trial if they're here for asylum within weeks, not years. But we don't. And then the other thing that fits into this category, of course, there are many. I'd like to hear from you down below in the comments. The other thing I think about is Donald Trump. Donald Trump has just been all over the news now for like 8-10 years, you know, just all over the news. Now today it's, oh, he can't pay his bond. Tomorrow it'll be that he has an ingrown toenail, you know, whatever. And by the way, Jared Kushner got $2 billion from the Saudis, and Ivanka and Jared are worth $1.5 billion. They could kick him down the cash. They ain't, because they know he's a bad investment. And now Don Jr.'s out there asking for $5 and $10 donations. I guess Coke is expensive these days, or the surgery for that vampire he calls a partner, Guilfoyle. So you have to wonder why. Is it that we are, in fact, obsessed with Donald Trump? Or is it that the powers that be, the 84 billionaires, want, including the ones who run the media, want us to talk about Donald Trump and want us to talk about immigration, which they could fix, which isn't a problem for any American. You've been lied to. They're not taking, you know, when I was in the ER, I didn't see one illegal immigrant, not one. I saw homeless people, but not one, quote, illegal immigrant, unquote. On my ward in the hospital, I saw one Hispanic family. That was it. You know, they're not clogging our hospitals. They're not a problem. They're not taking your social money. They're not, why? Did you ever go apply for food stamps and been told you can't get them because they're giving them to a brown people? No. It's all a distraction. It's all Charles Durning in Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Ooh, I like to dance a little sidestep. Now you see me, now you don't. I've come and gone. And ooh, I like to dance a little wide step. That's all it is. The rich want you to be concerned with God, guns, gays, abortion, immigration, and Donald Trump, none of which affect your life in any way, shape, or form. Abortion and a woman's right to access to it does not affect your life in any way. Me being gay, someone else being trans does not affect your life, and us having the same rights as you does not affect your life in any way, shape, or form. We could solve the gun problem tomorrow. Other countries have. They choose not to solve the same problems that we've fought about my entire life. Immigration, God, gun, gays, you know, abortion, and now Donald Trump, the biggest distraction of them all. Why? Why do they want us fighting and looking and obsessing? Just like social media. Any country would have shut that shit down a long time ago, like China. They would have gotten a firm grip on it and not let it run amok. Why did they? Why do the powers that be? It's a distraction. It keeps you looking at your phone and arguing about the silliest crap around instead of actually looking at the problems that are facing us and the people that are causing them. I'll tell you why when we come back, and we're going to talk about, should gay actors play gay roles? In other words, should no straight people play gay roles? Should it, because there's so few of them, it's should it always be
from a completely different point of view? Yours. Listen daily to the Carellcast on your favorite streaming service. You're listening to the Carellcast, driving you home or driving you crazy.
So we have all of these things distracting us from the real issues, and the real issues aren't getting solved. And that's because to solve the real issues, we would realize we got to go after the billionaires' money. Their wealth has increased 80% in 4 years. Yesterday is the day that California shut down. The day before was the day that Las Vegas shut down. You know what you want to ask yourself, am I better now than I was 4 years ago? Fuck yeah, you are. You know? And so they want to keep us distracted with Donald Trump, with immigration, with abortion, with gay and trans rights. Trans people are 1% of the U.S. population. By all accounts, 85% of the population identifies as heterosexual, and only 15% identify as gay, bi, trans, etc. We are a small minority that y'all have thought about your whole lives and haven't needed to. The world would have gone on if we got our rights and just moved forward. It's all a distraction so the rich can completely fuck us behind the scenes. And they are, they have been, they continue. Because if your attention turned to what was really important, like climate change, you would be demanding a lot better than $60,000 electric cars. You'd be demanding the entire country go plant-based, period. You'd be demanding better forms of transportation, including hydrogen cars. Not, you know, battery-operated cars where the batteries are just as bad. You would be demanding a lot of stuff if you were paying attention to the right things. But humans don't do well at buffets. They don't do well with a ton of choice. They can't decide. They don't know which direction to go. They get to a four-way intersection and don't know which way to go. Then they just sit there and try to figure it out. We don't do well with a lot of choice. And so we are told what we're going to obsess over. Oh, no, obsess over Trump. Be outraged over Trump. We are told to obsess over the border. It doesn't affect any of your lives, but you're told to obsess over immigration for no valid reason whatsoever. You're told to obsess over gay rights when it doesn't affect all but just 15% of you and their families. You're told to obsess over abortion when only 2% of all women will seek them. All of these diversionary tactics are so the rich can continue to exploit you, drain the lifeblood from you every day that they demand you work. If you were paying attention, you'd say the retirement age shouldn't be 65 if life expectancy is only in the 70s. I shouldn't only have 10 years of life where I don't work. Retirement age should be 50. Or 55. We only live to be about 80, 90 years old. That means middle age is 45 years old. Old age starts in your 50s. That's when you should be retired. But that's only for the rich. If you were really paying attention, you would see what's going on at the grocery store, which is corporate greed. And you'd start getting upset. You'd start writing maybe class action lawsuits. But you can't pay attention to what's important when all you're obsessing over is what is not. And that's how they like it. The A in America is not for accident. This is not an accident. The rich want us to be behaving this way. Rich people want Donald Trump out there, both Democrats and Republicans, because he's a great fundraising tool. He's a fabulous distraction. And they like that. You're not paying attention to the fact that Congress can't get anything done, that we're spending billions on a government that does nothing for us, and that our lives have fallen into the realm of completely unacceptable. So we need to refocus. When you hear the immigration topic, just that doesn't matter to anybody. We shouldn't even be talking about this. Immigration in the United States should be overhauled. Our system. Stop calling people illegal, by the way. Migration is not illegal. Ask a bird. You know, so stop paying attention to what's not important and start paying attention to what is. Your health, your happiness, and the way to achieve prosperity in your life. That's what's important. You know, I just saw an ad for a $35 million home in San Francisco at the San Francisco Chronicle. And I thought that should just be illegal. All homes in the United States should have a cap. Like, no house, I don't care how grand, should be over $5 million. That's it. I don't care if it's got a helipad. You know, making this country where there's all these houses for the rich and elite while there are homeless, a distraction. That's like the gays. They're fighting now online. Even Aaron McCormick from Will and Grace has made a statement over whether or not gay actors should get first dibs at gay roles since there's so few gay roles. Well, again, gay population is 8%. Add in bi, trans, and everything, you're at 15%. That means out of a cast of 10 people, one should be gay. But, of course, the gays don't like that math. Also, the notion that an actor for a role would be judged on their sexual orientation. If gays can only play gay roles, does that mean that only straights can play straight roles? That's the converse of that statement, but they never thought about that, did they? They never thought about if they demand from Hollywood that gays play gay roles, that Hollywood might say, fine, then only straights will play straight roles. Now look, do I think more out gay actors should get roles in Hollywood? Yes, but not just gay roles, any role they can play. My friend Jason Stewart, you know, he plays straight in a lot of movies and he's gay. You know, should he not do that? Should he only play gay roles? No. And to make that an issue in Hollywood, when the gays should actually be trying to expand the number of gay roles in films just altogether. And then, yes, try to fill those. But I don't know many gay openly gay actors. Wilson Cruz and a few others, Andrew Scott. But there aren't that many from which to choose. Would this encourage more gays to turn out for auditions? Maybe. But it also doesn't start with the movies or the movie producers. It starts with the agents. If gays aren't getting the gay roles, it's because agents aren't signing gay clients. Trust me, I know. You want to reform Hollywood just like our politics. You got to go to the power structures. Fuck, you know, gays being in movies. There needs to be gays in the C-suite. Warner Brothers, you know, all these companies should have gay CEOs, CFOs, COOs, casting directors. There should be more gay casting directors. Then you will see more gays in movies. But just telling Hollywood, we think actors that are gay should play gay roles. How are they going to even know about the damn role if they don't have an agent, if they don't have a manager? Why aren't you out there saying gay and lesbians should have stronger advocates behind the scenes in Hollywood? Managers, agents, publicists. It's nearly impossible for a gay actor to get a major agent at CAA or ICM or any of them, unless they're a drag queen. It's almost impossible. But it brings up the broader issue. I don't think that there should be, it's like clothes. They have a men's department and a women's department. They shouldn't. There should just be clothing stores. Clothes don't know what gender. You know, so there should just be clothing stores. And it's the same with casting. A woman has played King Lear. You know, Cush Jumbo has played in Macbeth in a male role, a black woman. You know, if an actor can pull off the role, gender and race shouldn't even be a part of it. You know, they were looking for a new 007. I thought, why don't they make it a woman? There's some pretty kick-ass, badass women out there. Gal Gadot, she could be the new 007. You know, you don't, and that goes against what the character was written as. I get that. But, you know, moving forward is about new interpretations. I'd like to see some traditionally white roles in Hollywood played by other people of other color. It's like Beyonce's releasing a country album, and everyone's all, you know, like, what is she doing in a country? And we all know that blacks helped establish country music. She said she did it because she was at an event, country event, where she was made to feel uncomfortable. So she thought, I'm going to do a country album. I'll show them. Why shouldn't Beyonce do a country album? You know, we've got, if we're truly to get past color and sexual identity, then that means people of color and people of different sexual identities are going to have to get past it themselves. All right, when we come back, there's a new O in Ozempic. It's Oprah. Did you see her special? Oh, she spoke about how she starved herself and all of that. Then the Wonder Drug came along, and now here she is. I got it.
If you're not visiting reallycorrell.com daily, you're missing out. Get the podcast, videos, and the blog, including recipes at reallycorrell.com. That's really, K-A-R-E-L.com. It's broadcasting from a completely different point of view. Yours. Listen daily to the Correllcast on your favorite streaming service. You're listening to the Correllcast. Driving you home or driving you crazy.
By the way, Hollywood, if you're looking for a good gay actor, here I am, because I feel like shit right now. I did not want to get up and do this. I feel like crap. I have pain just everywhere. There's this weird pain in my jaw, and there's a pain going straight up through here all the way up to the top of my head. My head feels like it's on fire on this side, and the back right here, oh my God, that it feels like it's burning, although it doesn't feel hot to the touch. But anyway, so, you know, sometimes you just got to fake it. With conviction. So Oprah did a special, Oh the Sofa, and she was talking about obesity and the shame of obesity and the shame of using weight loss drugs and the shame, and how her whole life, her weight has dogged her, and everyone's talked about it, and how she suffered on yo-yo diets and starved herself and this and that and the other thing. And all I wanted to say is, Oprah, I love you. I love you. But I have never heard a bigger crock of shit in my life. Suddenly you have a drug you can inject and you're svelte again. That means you're lazy, bitch. I love you. I love you, Oprah. I love you. I love you. I love you. I could have taken that weight off of you and kept it off. You would have just had to listen to me. Become a plant-based eater, eat a certain number of calories, and move a certain amount of time. There is no secret pill to weight loss. There's no secret shot to weight loss. If you are fat, it's because, unless you are one of the 10% of people with a rare metabolic syndrome and thyroids and things like that. But if you are otherwise medically okay and you are fat, it's because you choose to be. And she hates that attitude. She says there's shame in that attitude. I'm telling you, as a former lard ass, 310 pounds. Because all it takes to lose weight is caloric restriction. By the way, did you hear that this stupid intermittent fasting is probably causing heart disease now? I said that to all of my friends who were doing it. I said, you're fucking crazy. I said, you intermittent fast at night. You don't eat past 7 o'clock at night. If you wake up at 6 or 7 in the morning, that's when your body resets. You don't need, there are some people that just eat within an 8-hour window and don't eat for 16 hours. What a bunch of fucking shit that is. I'm telling you. I mean, truly. That's medieval. That's torture. You know, you get up, you eat breakfast, you have a snack 2 hours later, you have lunch 2 hours after that, you have a snack 2 hours after that, you have dinner 2 hours after that, you have a snack 2 hours after that. That's it. You sleep for 8 to 9 hours. So you stop eating at 7, go to bed at 10, sleep for 8 hours. You haven't eaten in 11 hours. There you go. There's your fast. But that means the other 13 hours of the day, or 12 or 14, you're eating. You know, your body needs fuel. This notion that starving myself is good for me, well, science is disproving that. So please don't be one of these intermittent fasters. It's bullshit. The only reason you lose weight that way is calorie restriction. In those 8 hours, you can't eat 5,000 calories. If you did, you wouldn't lose any weight. And so for Oprah to buy into this Ozempic and Wegovy, which, by the way, we do not know in 5 years or 10 years what those drugs will do to you. You know, Randy Radar, who bought me dinner last night and today, I've been eating out a little bit because he made a contribution to the show and specifically said, while you're sick, use this money to eat out. And I did, because it was $50 for delivery last night for 3 items. Oh, the order only came to $36. But with delivery and tip and their little service charge that they always charge you, $48. Not a good deal, but, you know, I didn't want to cook. And then I went out to lunch today, and I went to Esther's Kitchen in Las Vegas. It was lovely. They had vegan options. It was $31 for a sandwich, a small appetizer, and Arnold Palmer. It's like, prices are just so crazy. But you know what? Even I need to lose 20 pounds still. About 25. I gained them during the pandemic. I haven't lost them. Why? I like to eat. I like to cook. I like to bake. I have coconut pie or coconut cake from Tacotarian, which was around the corner from Esther's Kitchen, that I just couldn't pass by. I said, I love their cake. I'm going to get their cake. Because I've got this attitude since I've been in the hospital that my life is hanging in the balance every single day. I'm going to do what I want. So the notion that Oprah has bought into this because it works, she sent Weight Watchers crashing their stock. But for her to condone the Wegovy and the Ozempic, it's like when everybody was mutilating their stomachs and having bariatric bypasses, but they're only 100 pounds overweight. That was disgusting. It still is disgusting to me. Mutilating your stomach permanently, so you can be thin. Randy Jackson did it. I think, what's his name on the Today Show? Al Roker, I think he did it. It's ridiculous, especially if you're rich. If you have a chef and a dietitian, there is no reason that you're fat, except you won't listen to them. And so Wegovy makes it so you don't have to listen because it decreases your appetite and you don't want to eat. That's a cop-out. That's not teaching good nutrition. And Oprah said you got to have good nutrition still. You got to have exercise still. But the shots can just help you kickstart that. You know what else could? Sew your damn mouth shut. So I'm sorry. I'm not on Team Oprah when it comes to Ozempic or Wegovy or any of them. For a small amount of people, yes. People who are morbidly obese, all of that, yes, sure. Because their weight is going to kill them if something doesn't happen quickly. So medical intervention like Wegovy or whatever for that, sure. But if you've only got 50 or more, you know, 50 pounds to lose, even I lost 110. But if you only have like 30 to 50 pounds to lose or maybe even 100, you can do that without a drug. But you're being told, no, you can't. Because the makers of Ozempic, the makers of Wegovy, know they're going to make billions of dollars off your fat asses. And they don't care if in 5 years the weight comes back or you develop liver cancer or you get a metabolic disorder or something, none of which we know because they haven't been around that long. Hey, but you would have lost the weight and you only lose about 20% of your body or 20 pounds for every 100 pounds. So let's say you weigh 200 pounds and you're supposed to weigh 120. If you use these drugs, you only lose 40 pounds. You're going to weigh 160. You're still going to have 40 pounds to go. So maybe I'm a purist. Maybe I'm wrong in this situation. But I have always said that people are going to be fat until there's a pill or a shot to make them thin because they're too fucking lazy to follow the rules of calories in, calories out, and they have to be good calories. Fruits. Vegetables, beans, whole proteins, grains. If you eat those things, and in my case, don't eat more than 1,800 calories a day, you will maintain or lose weight without being an addict and shooting yourself up with this Wegovy or Ozempic. I am Carell. You be who you want to be, so I don't hurt anybody. Hopefully, I'll be here Friday with you. Really, I mean, nowadays, it's cross my fingers. Until then, stay safe and don't forget to comment down below. And my patrons, I love and adore you. And we'll be talking not this weekend, but next weekend. Give me more time.
It's Carell. Amber and I would like to thank you for joining us today and remind you there's a way to never miss a thing, and that's by subscribing right now to my YouTube channel. Just click the subscribe button below or go to youtube.com/reallycarell. That's youtube.com/reallycorel for a world of great free content. And that content is kept free by the fabulous group of patrons at Patreon. Why not become one and show your support for the show? Just $5 a month or more and you're in. Go to patreon.com/reallycorel. That's patreon.com/reallycorel. My website is reallycorel.com and everything fabulous is there, from the show to blog and recipes. Instagram and all social media are, you guessed it, reallycorel. And it couldn't get much easier by simply downloading the free CorelCast app at the app store of your choice. And then all the content from Corel Media will flow right on through. That's the free CorelCast app. Remember, I am Corel. Be who you want to be, so long as it doesn't hurt anybody. And subscribe and participate today.